I'm Alexandra DeTrolio. Two immigration bills have stalled in Congress due to bipartisan disagreement on how to fix the immigration system. The first bill did not get past a vote in the House of Representatives, and a vote on the second was postponed. The second bill is seen as a, quote, compromise bill and looks to find a way to help those brought to the country illegally as children, push through a $25 million advance for a border wall with Mexico, and get rid of family-based migration, which allows U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents to sponsor family members for a visa. Democrats have voiced opposition to both bills, and a number of Republicans have also voiced disagreement. The Ignatian Solidarity Network released a statement in agreement with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, who opposed both pieces of legislation and urged Catholics to contact their representatives. The Supreme Court has ruled on a California law that requires anti-abortion crisis pregnancy centers to give information about abortion. In a ruling of 5-4, the justices stated that the law likely violates the Constitution. The law, which took effect in 2016, requires that centers which are licensed by the state to tell clients about available contraception, abortion, and prenatal care at little or no cost, and any centers that are not licensed by the state have to post a sign with that information. The court struck down the part of the law regarding unlicensed centers having to post a sign. In another 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court has upheld President Trump's Muslim travel ban. In the majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts rejected claims of an anti-Muslim bias and stated that the president has a large amount of power to regulate immigration. In the dissenting opinion, Justice Sonia Sotomayor disagreed with Roberts' rejection of anti-Muslim bias, saying, quote, a reasonable observer would conclude that the proclamation was motivated by anti-Muslim animus. She added history will not look back favorably on the court's, quote, misguided decision. President Trump has denied that his trade regulations and tariffs have played a role in Harley-Davidson's decision to shift some of its production of motorcycles from the U.S. to overseas factories. On Monday, the company said that it had made its decision because of the tariffs imposed by the EU over Trump's tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and EU steel and aluminum. Trump said the company is using the trade war as an excuse for already announced plans to move production. The president also tweeted that shifting production would be, quote, the beginning of the end for Harley-Davidson. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.